Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. I am with the fraud department. Will you hold one moment while I review your account?
Sure.
May I have your first and last name?
Elizabeth Brewer.
And I'm still here, just hold one moment.
Sure.
Okay, may I have your first and last name?
Elizabeth Brewer.
I meant, will you verify your shipping address? I do apologize about that.
404 Scenic Park Drive, Creek, Illinois, 61610.
Okay, and I do see here you have this meal plan with us, and your account have already been canceled, and you saying that you
A
never
meal
placed the
plan?
order at all.
Right.
What do you think anyone in your household could have placed the order?
No. He said it was a contest entry.
Okay, so you could have paid like $1 to $5 for entry, where you had to select an item such as an iPod, Instapot, PS5, Dyson vacuum. And when you did that, you ended up with the meal plan with us.
Wow. I didn't want any of that. I don't know what. No, nobody in my household. I'm the only one here. This is something I've
Sounds
evidently
neat.
accidentally done.
Okay, will you verify your email?
It's he and me, 1974 ETGC at gmail.com.
And will you verify your phone number?
309-369-2562.
Okay, so the information that you're verifying to me is the same information that you receive when the order is very first placed. But if you're stating that no one in your household nor you placed the order, then I can go ahead and go through with
Not,
that fraud.
yeah, because I have no idea what all this is. I mean, it sounds like something I may have accidentally done, maybe. I don't know. None of this sounds familiar.
Okay, so if you're stating that no one in your household nor you. Okay, well, I just want
Not
you
that
to
I
be
know of.
aware. Well, the information that you did provide to me is the same information that we have here. Now, I just want you to be aware we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge. So, before I proceed, I just want to be sure that you do not recall authorizing that shipping and handling charge.
A shipping and handling charge. See, this is what's so confusing. I mean, I get it's a contest entry and a meal plan and a shipping and handling that I didn't order anything. It sounds to me like I got snookered into something. So I mean, I'm not sure this is actually fraud as much as it is I got taken. Is that sound familiar? I mean, is this
Okay, so I do understand. I will be okay, so would you like to go through with that fraud investigation?
Well, no, it doesn't sound like it's fraud. It sounds like I got snookered. Who do I talk to about that? I mean, because I don't, $50 is a lot of money and I'm on a fixed income and I don't know where, how this, don't know what to do. It's obviously not fraud, not credit card fraud. Nobody got over my credit card. Evidently, I thought I was ordering something else or ordered something that I that's not, I don't know. I mean, can you see
Okay, so we'll
my,
be
I'm
reporting this to your
65 years
local.
old.
Okay, so we'll be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS Postal Inspector. Now, I just want you to be aware you can call back later If you would like to ask your family members before we proceed with the investigation.
Well, I know it's not a family member, and no, no, I don't want to do fraud. That's not the right thing, then. That's not the right thing.
Okay, just one moment.
Just, this is the first time I've heard of any of this stuff. So I obviously thought I was ordering something and it wasn't what I was doing. I'm going to throw away my computer. I'm just going to get rid of everything. This is too easy to get taken advantage of, and it costs me money that I don't have.
Okay, so we did go ahead and fully refund you, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And I have confirmation for you to write as well.
Okay, now what have I done?
I've canceled out your account and fully refunded you, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Mm-hmm. And am I saying it's fraud?
Okay, you do want to go through with that fraud investigation, right?
No.
Okay, so
no,
you want
not
to
if
leave
the information
the account.
Is off. Pardon?
So you want to leave the account as is?
I'd like to get the money back. I don't know how to do that, though.
Okay,
it's
so
not,
you're saying that
not,
you don't want to
like,
go through it fraud, you just want the refund?
Yeah. Does that make sense? I mean, it obviously I ordered something I didn't want. Or I thought I ordered something and I didn't get what I wanted, and I don't know who to talk to about that. They sent me to you. They said first it was an entry form or an entry for a contest. I don't recall it. And then you say it's a meal plan thing, which I don't recall that. And then now I'm just confused. I have no idea. It's not fraud. Obviously, it's not fraud. I just got took is what it is. I
okay,
ordered
just,
something that I shouldn't have, evidently. I ended up with all this stuff that cost me $50, and I have no idea what it is.
Okay, just one moment.
Sure. No, I don't want the police coming to my door because I'm the only one who lives here, and I'm the only one that uses my credit card. I hope.
Okay, so I can do for you. I can offer you a $35 refund.
Okay.
And it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And I have that confirmation ready when you are.
Oh, that's fine. That'd be fine. Thank you.
Okay, that confirmation is C for Charlie.
Hang on a minute. Let me write this. It's okay. C. Okay.
920.
930.
No, 920.
920. Okay.
3648.
3648, okay.
73. 73. And is there anything else that I may help you with today?
No, I don't think so. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Mama.